Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Country all set to create history with an Indian astronaut scheduled to fly to International Space Station next month. In Chhattisgarh, 33 Maoists surrender before security forces in Sukma district. Delegations from NHRC and NCW meet victims of Murshidabad Waqf-related violence in West Bengal. Centre notifies rules for radar equipment to strengthen road safety and fairness in traffic enforcements. Good Friday being observed all over the world today. And in squash, India's Veer Chotarani and Anahat Singh advanced to semi-finals of World Championship Asia qualifier at Kuala Lumpur. And now the news in detail. The country is all set to create history in its space journey as the International Space Mission carrying an Indian astronaut has been scheduled for next month. Minister of State for Space and Atomic Energy, Dr. Jitendra Singh, announced this after a high-level meeting held to review major future plans of Indian Space Research Organization, or ISRO, in the coming months. Group Captain Subhanshu Shukla of the Indian Air Force will be part of the upcoming Axiom Space Mission, AX-4. Dr. Singh said the mission will mark the visit of first Indian ever to visit the International Space Station and the first Indian astronaut to travel to space in over four decades after Rakesh Sharma's iconic 1984 flight aboard a Soviet Soyuz spacecraft. A report.
Highlighting the significance of the upcoming human space flight and a series of critical ISRO missions, Dr. Jitendra Singh said India is ready for its next space milestone. He noted that the collaboration with the international partners and the strategic momentum of projects like Gaganyaan reflect India's commitment to becoming a global leader in space technology. The minister emphasized that these efforts are not only scientific in nature, but also aligned with the vision of a developed and self-reliant India. Secretary Department of Space and Chairman of ISRO, Dr. V. Narayanan, informed that Group Captain Subhanshu Shukla of the Indian Air Force is all prepared to fly to the ISS next month as part of Axiom Space's AX-4 mission. With Anupam Mishra's report, Tripti Srivastav, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today spoke to the CEO of Tesla, Elon Musk, and discussed collaboration in the areas of technology and innovation. In a social media post, Mr. Modi informed that he talked about various issues, including the topics that he covered with Mr. Musk during his meeting in Washington, D.C. earlier this year. Mr. Modi also reaffirmed India's commitment in advancing partnerships with the U.S. in the domains of technology and innovation. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that India is steadily progressing towards self-reliance in defence manufacturing by significantly reducing imports and encouraging indigenous production. During a high-level seminar held in Chhatrapati Sambhajinagar today, the Defence Minister highlighted that over 500 defence-related products are currently being manufactured in the country, reflecting the strong growth of the domestic defence industry. He stated that the country has begun exporting its defence equipment, with exports rising from 600 crore rupees to 2,400 crore rupees. 33 Maoists surrendered today before senior officers of the police and CRPF in Sukma district of Chhattisgarh. A total reward of 49 lakh rupees had been announced on these Maoists. Of the Naxalites who surrendered today, 11 were active in Gram Panchayat Badisetti in Sukma district. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, Sukma Superintendent of Police Kiran Chavan said, with the surrender of these Naxalites, Badisetti has been officially declared the first Naxalite free Gram Panchayat of the Bastar Division.
आज सुकमा जिले में टोटल 33 नक्सलियों ने आत्मसमर्पण किया है और इसमें से जो 22 नक्सली थे वो अलग अलग संगठन में शामिल थे जिनपे 8 लाख 5 लाख 2 लाख ऐसे नाम जाहिर था। वैसे जो नक्सली है वो बटालियन में भी कार्यरत थे और जो 11 नक्सली थे इसके अलावा बड़ेशेट्टी नाम का जो गांव है उस गांव से स्वेच्छा से आके इन्होंने आत्मसमर्पण किया है। छत्तीसगढ़ शासन की जो आत्मसमर्पण नीति है उसके अनुसार इस गांव से समूल नक्सली आत्मसमर्पण करते हैं और उसके बाद यदि गांव में एक भी नक्सली नहीं बचता है तो उस गांव को छत्तीसगढ़ शासन विकास काम के लिए 1 करोड़ करोड़ का नीति देगी और ये बड़े शक्ति छत्तीसगढ़ का पहला गांव बना है जिसमें पूरे नक्सलियों ने अभी तक आत्मसमर्पण कर दिया है.
All these surrendered Maoists have been given an incentive amount of 50,000 rupees each under the rehabilitation policy of the state government. In addition, they will also be provided with other facilities. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has congratulated the security force personnel and Chhattisgarh police for this success in the Naxal Free India campaign. He appealed to the Naxalites to lay down their arms as soon as possible and join the mainstream by adopting the surrender policy of the government. In West Bengal, delegations from the National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, and National Commission for Women, NCW, visited Parlalpur in Malda's Vaishnavnagar today. The delegations met with victims of the violence linked to the Murshidabad Waqf law agitation who had fled their homes in search of safety. NCW chairperson Vijaya Rahatkar described the women and children in relief camps as being in deep distress.
हमने तो उनकी चिंता तो उनके संरक्षण के लिए सुरक्षा के लिए और सम्मान के लिए हमें तब तक चिंता करनी पड़ेगी जब तक ये सब कुछ पूरा नहीं होता है. तो स्वाभाविक रूप में इन सभी महिलाओं की हमें चिंता भी है और उनके लिए पूरी ठीक व्यवस्था हो जाए ये भी हम देख. हमें उन सभी पीड़ित महिलाओं के साथ बात करनी है क्या घटा है किस तरीके से किस हालत में वो रह रहे हैं. देखिए हम है यहाँ पे दो दिन में हम देखते हैं कैसे कैसे होता है.
Allegations were made of administrative neglect and a conspiracy to destabilize the region. Locals demanded a permanent BSF camp to ensure safety. Meanwhile, Governor C.V. Ananda Bose, who reached Malda to visit the camps, Congress leader Adhir Ranjan Chaudhary criticized Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee for not addressing the crisis on the ground. India has rejected the remarks made by Bangladesh officials on the developments in West Bengal. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal termed the remarks as a disguised and disingenuous attempt to correlate with India's concerns over the ongoing persecution of minorities in Bangladesh, where the criminal perpetrators of such acts still roam free. He added that instead of making unwarranted comments and indulging in virtue signaling, Bangladesh would do better to focus on protecting the rights of its own minorities. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. The centre has notified rules for radar equipment to strengthen road safety and fairness in traffic enforcement. Radar equipment is used to measure vehicle speed. The Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution, in a statement today, said the rules will take effect from 1st of July. Under the rules, all radar-based speed measurement devices must be verified and stamped by legal metrology authorities. The Ministry said verified radar equipment will ensure accuracy, legal compliance, and fair enforcement, boosting transparency, public trust and road safety. It added that citizens will benefit from fewer unjust penalties and more confidence in scientifically validated speed checks. A book titled Sanskriti Ka Panchwa Adhyay, which is a compilation of speeches delivered by Prime Minister Narendra Modi on various occasions, was launched in New Delhi today. The head of the Juna Akhada, Acharya Mahamandaleshwar Swami Avdeshanand Giri, launched the book. Presiding over the event, Deputy Chairman of the Rajya Sabha Harivansh lauded Prime Minister Modi's efforts in preserving the country's culture, traditions, spiritual values and cultural heritage. Recalling the key excerpts from the Prime Minister's speeches, he noted that the book serves as a curated collection that reflects Mr. Modi's commitment to cultural preservation and his vision for upholding India's timeless traditions.
देश आजादी के अमृत काल में है और प्रधानमंत्री जी ने इस संबंध में इन संकल्पों पर चलकर 2047 तक एक विकसित भारत चर्चा की. विकसित भारत का सपना भी भारत ने 14 के बाद ही देखा कि 100 वर्ष बाद भारत कहां पहुंचे. ये सपना हमने पहले नहीं देखा और उसके प्रस्थान बिंदु हैं विकसित भारत, गुलामी से मुक्ति, विरासत पर गर्व, एकता एकजुटता, नागरिकों का कर्तव्य. इन पांच बिंदुओं में जो विरासत पर गर्व है उस विरासत पर गर्व के लिए सबसे श्रेष्ठ सामग्री का संकलन इस पुस्तक में है.
Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishno has said that electronic manufacturing has increased 5 times in the last 10 years. Talking to reporters at Manesar in Gurugram today, Mr. Vaishno said there is a big jump in electronic manufacturing sector because of the Make in India initiative. He said the electronics export has also increased 6 times in the last 10 years and it has crossed 3,25,000 crore rupees.
दस वर्षों में इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स मैन्युफैक्चरिंग 5 times बढ़ी है और इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स के एक्सपोर्ट 6 times बढ़ी है. करीब 25 लाख लोग रोजगार में हैं इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स सेक्टर. ओवर अ पीरियड ऑफ टाइम इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स की डिजाइन कैपेबिलिटीज में कई तरह के कॉम्प्लेक्स प्रोडक्ट, टेलीकॉम के नेटवर्क इक्विपमेंट, AI कैमराज, ऑटोमोबाइल इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स से रिलेटेड प्रोडक्ट, मेडिकल इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स से रिलेटेड प्रोडक्ट, पावर इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स के प्रोडक्ट, सिग्नलिंग एंड सिक्योरिटी सिस्टम्स के प्रोडक्ट, इन सब का डिजाइन मैन्युफैक्चर भारत में होने.
Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan held a review meeting on the ongoing preparations for the highly anticipated World Audio Visual and Entertainment Summit, scheduled to be held from 1st to 4th of May in Mumbai. Nodal officers from the centre and the Maharashtra government participated in the meeting. The minister also reviewed the on-ground preparations at the summit venue. Prasar Bharati Chairman Navneet Kumar Sehgal today said that Akashvani and Doordarshan is continuously boosting its content and technology of broadcast with changing scenarios. Talking to Akashvani News, Mr. Sehgal said both the public service broadcasters are adopting better technology and enhancement.
जो हमारे श्रोता हैं या हमारे जो दर्शक हैं जो हमारा टेलीविजन और रेडियो दोनों देखते हैं उनको हम जो भी कार्यक्रम करें जिस भी वर्ग के लिए कर रहे हैं वो रुचिकर बनाएं ताकि उनको न केवल जानकारी हम दें बल्कि जानकारी इस प्रकार से दें कि उनकी समझ में भी आए और उनको अच्छा लगे. और दूसरा जो है तकनीक टेक्नोलॉजिकल अपग्रेडेशन हम लोग अपने सारे सेंटर्स का सारे स्टेशन का चाहे वो वेदर कैमरा हो वेदर मशीन हो वो सब लाने का प्रयास कर रहे हैं.
The centre today appointed secretaries in different ministries and departments. Arvind Srivastav has been appointed as Secretary Department of Revenue in Ministry of Finance. He is currently serving as Additional Secretary in the Prime Minister's Office. Sameer Kumar Sinha, who is working as Director General Acquisitions in Ministry of Defence, has been appointed as Secretary Civil Aviation. Santosh Kumar Sarangi, who is currently serving as Director General Foreign Trade, has been appointed as Secretary in the Ministry of New and Renewable Energy. Nikunj Bihari Dhal has been appointed as Secretary, Ministry of Parliamentary Affairs. The government today stated that claims suggesting levying of GST on UPI transactions over 2,000 rupees are completely false and misleading and without any basis. In a statement, the Finance Ministry clarified that currently no such proposal is under consideration of the government. The result of the Joint Entrance Examination JEE Main 2025 will be declared tomorrow. The National Testing Agency, in a statement, said the final answer keys of JEE Main 2025 Session 2 is available for download on the JEE Main website. Christians across the globe are observing Good Friday today, one of the most solemn and sacred days in the Christian calendar. Marking the crucifixion of Jesus Christ at Calvary, Good Friday is a day of mourning, reflection and spiritual devotion. In Kerala, special prayers were held in churches across the state to mark the day. Our Kochi correspondent has filed this report.
The day was observed as a day of sorrow and penance, with devotees attending special prayers in churches. At various places across the state, priests and members of the laity reenacted the way of the cross, the 14 stations on Jesus Christ's final journey to Mount Calvary. Church leaders led their congregations in solemn processions, recalling the message of Jesus Christ and his sacrifice for humanity's betterment. At the St. Thomas Church in Malayattur near Kochi, believed to be founded by Christ Apostle St. Thomas, several hundreds undertook the pilgrimage to the hill shrine carrying symbolic wooden crosses commemorating the sufferings undergone by Jesus Christ. The Holy Week ends with Easter on Sunday, celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Rajmohan, Akashwani News, Kochi.
On to sports. In squash, Indian squash players Veer Chotrani and Anhat Singh advanced to the semi-finals of the qualifying event Asia of the World Championship in Kuala Lumpur. And in IPL T20 cricket, rain has delayed the toss for today's match between Royal Challengers Bengaluru and Punjab Kings in Bengaluru. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines. Once again, country all set to create history with an Indian astronaut scheduled to fly to International Space Station next month. In Chhattisgarh, 33 Maoists surrender before security forces in Sukma district. Delegations from NHRC and NCW meet victims of Murshidabad Waqf-related violence in West Bengal. Centre notifies rules for radar equipment to strengthen road safety and fairness in traffic enforcements. Good Friday being observed all over the world today. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.